I mean, it's about those guys in the locker room. You know, our guys, our teammates, you know, we prepare. We've been through training camps and stuff like that, and this is what we love to do.
That was the voice of Clipper Chris Paul. That NBA team now suddenly on everyone's radar, even if you're not interested in the National Basketball Association. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We've got tornadoes that slammed into parts of the Midwest and some unbelievable damage and loss of life in the South and Midwest and a couple of other areas. Obviously, we're going to jump to that here from the get-go. And also, we have the unbelievable tale of the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, who is caught on tape with some racist remarks that cannot be disguised, if in fact it is proven to be Donald Sterling, because the audio tapes that were released were from TMZ, the Celebrity Gotcha Network, and Deadspin, but it certainly sounds like Donald Sterling, let's say that. The NBA is investigating it right now. Donald Sterling's team is in the playoffs against the Golden State Warriors. His team lost on Sunday. He wasn't courtside at Golden State, and it's very, very ugly what's going on. So these comments allegedly made by Donald Sterling has cast a big shadow across his world, but that of the Los Angeles Clippers. And it goes way beyond basketball, and some of the biggest superstars of all time have reacted to what was said. Chris Paul, who's a member, you just heard there, of the Los Angeles Clippers, what the team did is they wore black armbands and black socks. They turned their uniform tops inside out, and at the beginning of the game when they were warming up, you could see clearly that the Clippers logo wasn't to be seen. So how about this? Paying attention to what seemed like just a story on TMZ has now exploded with this conversation between the Clippers owner, Sterling, and his girlfriend, and his disparaging view of African Americans, telling her she should not be taking blacks to the game and should not take pictures of blacks and put them on her Instagram. And this stemmed from a picture of her on Instagram with Magic Johnson. So this is going to be an interesting one, a tough one to unravel. And what is going to happen now with Adam Silver, who is the head of the NBA, is the commissioner in this investigation, and what they ultimately come out with. There are some people that are saying he needs to be gone, sell the team. Others that definitely say he should not be at all on the sidelines at any of the playoff games. And as I mentioned, he was not there on Sunday. But this cocoon, I guess, around him might really be bursting wide open, because now lots of other things about him are starting to come out. And we'll see what happens with this audio as they trace it back, even for Doc Rivers, the respected Clippers coach. He says it's been really tough because of what's happened here and just trying to refocus and focus on the game, and tough to ignore the things that are being said that are swirling around them. So we'll go deeper into that here in this hour of America Tonight with some more reaction, including that from Magic Johnson, who was part of that conversation. That he wasn't in the conversation, but he was mentioned in the conversation between Sterling, the Clippers owner, and his girlfriend. All right, the tornadoes, this is awful, 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 and I feel for anyone involved in this. I know we have listeners in some of these areas, but not too far from Little Rock, Arkansas, the tornado was reported to be about a half mile wide. And it overturned semi-trucks, destroyed lots of homes, and was an unbelievable sight to see. So far, talking about the amount of people that have been killed, 11 people so far, 10 in Arkansas, 1 in Oklahoma. That is official. Official. So widespread damage that smashed into Mayflower, Arkansas. Lots of injuries, the fatalities that I mentioned. Pretty tough on the people who are in a high school and other areas as refugees from this tornado and now have to pick up the pieces in many, many different directions. It's what we see whenever there is a tornado or a hurricane, except we don't have the water with the tornado, but smashed cars and lots of lumber everywhere and scattered debris, just a pile of debris, and sorting it all out and trying to make sure there's nobody else caught in that debris. There were storm spotters who were tracking a lot of different tornadoes in the middle of all this, and the confirmed tornado that they reported at one point, they talked about not too far along the Mississippi River Valley, that they saw not only large hail, but strong tornadoes too as well, and a few intense tornadoes that touched down and then bounced back up. So storm chasers were all over the place posting all kinds of images in several states on social media. And when you see that tornado in a dark sky in the background, it's pretty scary. And it's pretty scary, as I said, the amount of people involved in this. Always sad any time you have any casualties, but with how big the one tornado especially was, to say that there are 10 people who are dead in Arkansas and one in Oklahoma. And this isn't even with everything reported in, with going through every single ounce of the debris. So hopefully they don't find any more people. You had 75 houses destroyed in one town. Number of buildings go down. I mean, anything in a tornado's path, when you're talking about 130 and 150 miles an hour, you're pretty hard-pressed to get away from that. Pretty tough, for sure. Hey, along the way here, don't forget, you can always throw in your two cents. I briefly touched on the Donald Sterling thing. What do you think? Can they force him out? Pretty tough to force an owner out when he's paying the kind of money that he's paying and he's part of the association, but not impossible, or just suspend him the rest of the way or not do any of that. I mean, the investigation, they haven't finished the thorough investigation yet. Once they authenticate the tape, then they can, they being the NBA, can go from there. But let me throw out the digits. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. One of the big things that we talked about last week that'll still be the buzz in the land was the Georgia gun laws that now have been changed, where you can carry a gun, and of course there's some things that still have to happen before that. But let's say theoretically, to church you could carry a gun now. You could carry a gun to a bar, basically anywhere. There aren't a lot of sacred areas in Georgia anymore. So coming up, in case you missed it, we're going to talk to Colin Goddard. He was one of the students who narrowly survived the Virginia Tech shooting, if you remember that, back in 2007, for his thoughts on the new Georgia gun laws. That's coming up, but stay with us. Odds and Ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I just can't believe you'd lie to me.
You must hate me so much right now.
I don't hate you at all. I got all of that out of my system with that one.
How can you be so amazing? You could be friends with your husband's mistress.
Yeah, it's like a dream come true.
Well, that movie certainly struck a chord. You know, we do our cheap movie reviews here on America Tonight. And The Other Woman is about a woman who is really has to be hit on the head with this, but realizes that there are two other women at least that are fooling around with her husband. So this movie that stars Cameron Diaz is one of the stars in it anyway, and Kate Upton and Leslie Mann and a few others struck a chord because almost $25 million. It was number one at the box office this past weekend. I think I said when I did my cheap movie review, this is definitely more of one of those chick flick things. So if you wanted to get on the good side of your woman, this may be one of those movies to go in and see. So that's what happened. People went to go see this, or whether a bunch of women went to see it, or men took women to it, or whoever went to see it. It definitely found its audience because it split open at number one, but this was a perfect release time, I think, for it because there weren't a lot of other great movies that were coming out, not to take anything away from the ladies of this movie, but the timing was probably really good for the release. Some of the blockbustery stuff, you know, the new Spider-Man, that's not out for at least another couple of weeks. As you get closer towards summer, that's the one true area for Hollywood, and also the winter in December. And now that's that second part of the year, and it's especially probably the biggest time for the movies. The big releases happen then, thinking that they're going to get people to come into the theaters and to watch some of the bigger budget flicks usually, but other things as well will be released in this time period. So we'll be talking about some of those movies. Spider-Man is one of them, though. Yet another Spider-Man. How many of those movies can they make, this time with somebody different? Andrew Garfield is the lead character of Spider-Man. right, this is pretty creepy. Of all the things that happened over the weekend in the war of words, how about the Al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, who is calling for his militants to kidnap Westerners, especially Americans, to exchange them for jihadist captives. He did an interview with an Al-Qaeda media arm, if you will, and posted it on Twitter and some other places, and talked about what Muslims should do to free militant prisoners. And he said, I advise him to capture Westerners, especially the Americans. Do it as much as you can and try to make the exchange. Well, that really makes you feel good, doesn't it? And remember, Zawahiri is the guy who succeeded Osama bin Laden as leader for the global terror network in 2011. So let's see if anything happens, and boy, hopefully not. Hopefully that's not what we see start to happen. But think about the people living overseas, some of the areas where they would be particularly dangerous, not necessarily even here in the United States, although that's certainly not impossible. The next round of U.S. sanctions against Moscow over Ukraine are going to target the defense industry as well as people and companies close to Putin. That's now what's being said as of the weekend. And let's see when they implement it. Let's see when it kicks in. I'll be curious about that, because I still think, and I've said this now a couple of times on the show, where you really want to take their knees out is the banking industry, because then there's a run on the banks. The people in Russia are not happy. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. There right now, what the bottom line is and what's being said is, we could send weapons to the Ukraine. It wouldn't make a difference in terms of their ability to stand up to the Russians. Washington's going to focus economic aid to Kiev, with an estimated $37 billion being rounded up by Washington, the IMF, World Bank, and some others. So they're trying to put the money in play to stop the Russians. And that's why the Russians now aren't part of what was the G8. It's now the G7, because of what their provocation is. And you can understand why that's happening. You can really understand why that's happening, but it keeps playing out the same direction. So you've got U.S. troops that are landed in Lithuania in the middle of this Ukrainian crisis, part of a group of 600 sent to the area to reassure NATO allies amid the tensions and crisis, that everything's okay. That everything's okay, and the arrival of the Americans is just a deterrence measure in that area. Is that kind of like what's going on with the Russians? I think this situation ends badly, folks. It's not looking good. It's looking like a nightmare. I don't think World War III, but not good. There is more than a line in the sand being drawn here, for sure. And you can see it. You can see it all over the place. All right, I mentioned the basketball deal at the top, and the fact that so many people are focusing on Donald Sterling. And who is Donald Sterling? I mentioned he owns the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers are in the playoffs. I mean, there's a team where they were taking center stage, the Clippers. They were the show in town because the Lakers didn't make it to the playoffs. And sure, you had the Ducks and the Kings, hockey-wise, that were there. But the focus, a lot of the focus was on the Clippers. So now Clippers players have already staged a protest at a playoff game over the weekend against the racist comments supposedly made by team owner Don Sterling. And I think we've only seen the beginning of this. It was kind of a silent demonstration. But where do they go from here? Doc Rivers, the coach of the Clippers, who knows that he has something special in the players, and a lot of people looking at the Clippers going into the playoffs are now not looking at them from the point of view of basketball. They're looking at them through the point of view of this, of what's happening here. And the fact that the recording between Sterling and the model and what she said is, and he said back, Sterling, you can hear allegedly him telling her not to post photos of herself with Magic Johnson and not to bring him to the games. Johnson, who's a former Laker, during the broadcast of the game on Sunday, called on Sterling to give up his ownership of the team if the comments were proven to be his. And Johnson said, we've got the President of the United States saying this is bad. You've got the fans around the country of different races around the country saying this is bad. It's time. And you're going to hear Magic Johnson at the tail end of the show and what he said, more specifics on what he said about Donald Sterling. But I think the reactions like Magic Johnson's, you're going to see more and more of that kind of thing. As the recordings are proven to be authentic, and Donald Sterling has no place to go with this. Me, this is a guy who's a billionaire who made a killing in real estate. He hasn't made any public comment whatsoever. No public comment about what was said. And it sounds like it was more of an argument between Sterling and his girlfriend about the photographs posted to Instagram, which might have prompted the crazy rant that he had. But it's tough to put that back in a bottle. The Clippers president issued a statement saying he had listened to the recording and hadn't even determined if it was legitimate or had been altered somehow. So that's what they're saying. This is the company line. It could have been altered at some point because he's emphatic that he is not consistent with what he does or his reflection on his views or beliefs. My, oh, my. There is no way to wipe this one out, especially if they authenticate it, which they're trying to do. Stay with us.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Obviously, a lot of you sent me emails and have been ringing the phones off the hook talking about Governor Deal signing really a wide-ranging gun bill into law the other day that has a lot of people really upset at what this will mean to Georgia and maybe some other places. And then, of course, there's proponents who say this is terrific, guns everywhere, this is going to help you. If something should happen, somebody might have your back. Well, we are very pleased to welcome to the show Colin Goddard. You might remember his name. He was a survivor of the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting, and he now works with a group that is called Every Town for Gun Safety. And it's I'll tell you, it's interesting what's happened in just the last couple of years when we've talked about this here on America Tonight, and when we've gone to Washington and taken really this to you, the people listening to ATN. Hey, Colin, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, first of all, your reaction when you heard what happened in Georgia?
Well, we were following what was going on in Georgia really the whole session. You know, we knew there was an omnibus gun bill that was going to try to be passed this year. We knew it was kind of carried over from last year as it got stalled out. But this year there was a lot of other provisions added, what was discussed last year that we hadn't seen before. I mean, as you mentioned, it expanded where people could carry guns in all the places, churches, bars, government buildings, part of the airport. And there was a lot of discussion around the media, but there was one part that actually our lawyers noticed that was only a really small change to the current Georgia code that actually dealt with the Stand Your Ground law that Georgia has. And what it did was it removed some of the groups of people who couldn't claim Stand Your Ground before. And it was really alarming because it actually, the bill is called the Safe Carry Protection Act, but this bill actually now allows people who shoot and kill somebody with an illegal gun in the first place to say, hey, I felt threatened, and avoid criminal prosecution under the Stand Your Ground offense. So this expands Stand Your Ground to felons and people with illegal firearms. And so we were looking at this bill, and I thought it had a lot of problems. And so we tried to get Georgia voices, Georgia folks together to say, hey, this is something that is not good for our state. And unfortunately, you know, what came together too little too late and try to get the media just talking about it in generally, and unfortunately this kind of piped in a little too late until we had the governor sign it, I think it was yesterday or today. And so, and we've always been trying to raise the issue and raise some of the dangerousness of what this bill was going to do. And I guess we're just going to have to, of course, you wait and see how it all pans out. But, you know, some of the stuff was passed without a lot of people in the state of Georgia knowing what was in it. And, you know, it was our job to try to raise awareness. And I think it was just, you know, we're starting with a ground game of really very little. But we put up a good fight. I think a lot of legislators in the state capitol were kind of shocked to see how many folks were in their offices every single day. But, you know, the gun industry and the gun lobby have had the field to themselves largely in Georgia for many, many years. And so the first year of a kind of coordinated, organized opposition, you know, still didn't succeed in the goal of stopping this dangerous piece of legislation. But we did get a lot more people organized, a lot more people involved in this issue and realizing that, hey, this is something that's happening under their noses. They need to pay attention to it as the years go on.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the lawyers digging that up, as you said, nobody's talking about that. The stand your ground, the big change, wiping away some of what was there before is scary with the illegal guns and whatnot. And I wonder if, and certainly we're going to talk about that, I wonder if this would change some people's minds about the Safe Carry Protection Act in Georgia. Is your fear that this could spread to other states, that other states will do the same thing?
Yeah, basically, you know, we know that states have done parts of what the Georgia bill has done this year, kind of in small pieces. Georgia's bill was really the first time it ever really came together in one giant bill. And so, you know, I think because there were so many pieces in it, not every piece was really fleshed out and had its time in the sunlight, if you would. And so, you know, I think it's dangerous now that this has become precedent, you know, and other states will see this and think they can do the same similar thing. You know, when the vast majority of people in that state, if you poll on all these issues, are opposed to it. So, you know, it's really onus is on building the grassroots movement to counterbalance and to have legislators kind of reevaluate their decision making when it comes to the time to vote on piece of gun legislation like this to say, hey, look, you know, let's talk about how can we save the most number of lives with this bill, and how can we reduce the number of gun deaths and injuries? And I think, you know, I hope Georgia's bill here doesn't set a bad precedent for other states.
Colin, you know this, that what some people would say, and you were there at Virginia Tech, as I said, you were a survivor of what happened there. There are a lot of people that would say, well, listen, if on schools and in college campuses and at schools, elementary schools and high schools, if somebody's armed, if you have people that are armed, that's a chance to immediately take down the person who has a gun and is shooting wildly all over the place. What do you say to that when people say that to you, as you were someone in that situation?
My simplest response is, look, we're not going to shoot our way out of our problem with shootings in America, right? The idea that if we only had more guns in more places of our country, we'd all become a safer place. Then the United States of America, the country that already allows guns in more places than any other country in the world, would already be the safest place in the world. And we're not. We actually have the biggest problem of gun deaths and injuries and suicides than any other modern industrialized country with high levels of gun ownership. I don't quite understand how many more millions, we have 300 million guns in circulation already. I don't know how many more is needed before everything becomes safer for everybody. I just don't quite follow the logic of that argument. But I understand people are afraid, and I get that, you know. And I share with that fear because I know that we don't need to do something as simple as requiring a background check before somebody buys a gun in the first place. That's why I think our first step should be is to make sure that we do a legitimate job making sure people who are buying guns can legally do so. And the way we do that in America is with a 90-second background check. You know, I've heard so many times, you know, guns don't kill people, Colin. It's people that kill people. You know, you change the gun for a hammer. And I'm like, look, I get that, right? So if you agree with that, then you've got to agree with me that we should be checking those people. And background checks is not gun control. Background checks is people control, right? We don't do the background check on the gun. We do the background check on the person buying it. And in my opinion, responsible gun policies like a background check is something that is the first step that we should take if we're trying to keep people safe in America. But the fact that we don't do this on across the board is really atrocious.
Yeah, I talk about background checks all the time. I absolutely agree with you there. When Virginia Tech happened to you, did all of a sudden after that, as you rehabbed and whatnot, did you decide you were going to learn more about guns, you were going to learn about the culture, you were going to learn about, what's happening in America? What drove you into the situation you're in now?
Well, I think anytime somebody has horribly traumatic experience happen to their lives, it turns everything upside down, you kind of naturally get left with trying to find the answers to why, to how. And so I think a lot of people go down that road, for all the things that they go through in life. And certainly I did as well, trying to figure out, how did this day come about? Who was this person who did this horrible crime? How did they put a gun in their hand in the first place? I was like most Americans before the shooting in 2007. I thought that we did everything we could to keep guns away from dangerous people. I thought you had to register your gun. I thought you had to do all this stuff. And afterwards was frankly shocked to learn that the background check is not even something we do across the board. That was so alarming to me, And so I learned that. And then I also started to see that whenever somebody talked about guns in the kind of political spheres in America, it was something considered, dead on arrival, not going to happen. The NRA is the one who writes these laws, and that's it. And I saw the issue so stuck, and I didn't quite understand that something as common sense as a background check wouldn't be something everybody agreed upon. And so, learning what I did there, and just continuing to see mass shootings happen to other people, and seemingly nothing gets done about it, I just couldn't stop and just keep watching it happen. I had to actively do something about it, And it was trying to take a really bad experience in my life and put it towards something positive, so hopefully somebody else becomes less likely to experience that same horrible shooting.
Yeah. Tell us about Every Town for Gun Safety.
It's a new umbrella organization that brings together Mayors Against Illegal Guns, the bipartisan coalition of mayors from across the country, and the grassroots movement Moms Demand Action for Gun Sensitive America, together under one big umbrella. They were separate groups before, the moms and the mayors, and now with Every Town, it brings them in. And also people who aren't moms and mayors also have now a place that's easy for them in Every Town for Gun Safety. But we're not here to take all guns out of America, despite what people say. We just had a small event at Purdue last night with a lot of people, gun owners came up and afterwards and they said, look, I thought you were going to come in here saying no one should have guns. You didn't believe in the Second Amendment. But what you were talking about, background checks, training, things like that makes sense. That's just, I support that. Those gun owners, NRA members telling me that. And, so much of the discussion on this issue, is kept black and white by the media because they try to keep things very simple for people. And in reality, there's a lot of the middle ground gray area that most Americans agree on. And so Every Town is an attempt to try to bring people together to have that discussion about the middle ground policies that you can actually respect the Second Amendment and also keep guns out of the hands of the dangerous people to begin with. So that's the conversation that Every Town for Gun Safety was born to have, and that's what we're having now when we launch with other organizations and we go around the country.
Colin Goddard, well said. Continue success with that. Keep preaching it.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks, Colin.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I was really upset, you know. You can't understand how hurt I was. And also, I was hurt for all African Americans and all minorities. I had a friendship with him. So for him to then make these comments, or alleged comments, about myself as well as other African Americans and minorities, there's no place in our society for it. There's no place in our league. When you got the President of the United States saying that this is bad, you got all the fans around the country, different races of people saying it's bad. It's time for him to exit.
Magic Johnson, Hall of Fame basketball player, part of Showtime with the Lakers. You heard what he had to say about Donald Sterling, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. We're rounding those final couple of turns, and this is a story that's really going to get bigger a little bit later, I think, this week. The NBA is looking into the recordings of the owner to figure out, first of all, if they're authenticated, they're really him. But if you've ever heard him, it sounds exactly like him. And pretty much in a nutshell, Sterling told his girlfriend not to bring black people to the games. So the owner, whose team is now in the middle of the playoffs and did not show up for the playoffs, has generated this conversation across America. And Magic Johnson mentioning there that the president did have something to say, because he was asked about it, and he said when ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk, and that's what happened here. And The president also said he thinks the NBA would address the situation, and the United States sadly still wrestles with the legacy of race and slavery and segregation, is what he said. And Obama said, just one last thing, it's got an awful lot of African-American players. The NBA is a league that is beloved by fans of all kinds across the country. It's steeped in African-American culture, and I suspect that the NBA is going to be deeply concerned in resolving this. And since Magic Johnson was a target of Sterling's remarks, he said he wasn't going to go to Clipper games as long as Sterling was the owner. Miami Heat star LeBron James asked the new commissioner to take an aggressive move, saying there's no room for Donald Sterling in the game. And this is what's going to happen now after this investigation. We'll see what Adam Silver comes up with. He said he found the tape disturbing and offensive, and that he would have to give, you know, look at the authentication and give him the fair due process and an opportunity to present his side of the story of any controversy. He said he would do that with anyone. But they're moving fast, and they're probably going to move faster when they see what kind of reaction they get, because I don't think the NBA might not even realize just how big this is. Doc Rivers said players discussed boycotting Game 4 of their first-round playoff series during a 45-minute team meeting, but they decided against it. And Rivers says the biggest statement they can make as men is to stick together and show how strong they are as a group. So this story is more than making the rounds with not just basketball people, but people in general. And the comments just couldn't have, I mean, whatever he was thinking, unbelievable. He was not thinking in what he said. And I'll be curious to find out in the next couple of days if Sterling has some kind of a statement or something that he releases, which I would assume he would. We've got an update on the amount of people that have died in those twisters. This is up to date, 12 people dead officially as tornadoes rip through Oklahoma and Arkansas. An eerie scene, but one that so many of those people have seen in towns nearby them. Something that we're going to talk about coming up later in this week, besides the aftermath of the twisters and besides Donald Sterling and following that. And remember, Congress is out for another week. This is part of the Easter break, and then they'll be back. Is some of the outrageous things that people do that make you say, you have got to be kidding me. Like a story that broke over the weekend, or I happened to see it over the weekend, I guess, that there was this technician in Georgia that falsified 1,300 mammograms. 1,300. So, you have to think, somebody who finds a lump and then goes and gets a mammogram, is not great when they realize that earlier tests weren't read incorrectly, weren't just read incorrectly, they were falsified. And that's what's starting to happen. The lead technologist at Perry Hospital in Perry, Georgia, which is a small community about 100 miles south of Atlanta, had for about 18 months been signing off on mammograms and spitting out reports showing 1,300 women were clear of any signs of breast cancer or abnormalities, except that she was wrong. She was wrong in that. So because of it, 10 women altogether were later shown to have lumps or cancerous tumors growing inside of them. Can you imagine? What a horrific discovery. Because that difference between stages could mean life and death. Life and death. So the tech, Rachel Rappaprager, pleaded guilty earlier this month to 10 misdemeanor charges of reckless conduct and one felony charge of computer forgery. She was sentenced to serve up to 6 months in a detention center and to serve 10 years on probation where she can't work in a healthcare field and pay almost a $13,000 fine. What's so odd is the reason she gave, she told the cop she had a personal issue or issues that caused her to stop caring about her job and that she had fallen behind processing the piles of mammogram films that stacked up. So she went into the hospital's computer system, assumed the identities of physicians, gave each patient a clear reading, and that allowed her to have to not do the time-consuming paperwork that are required before the films are brought to a reading room for a radiologist to examine. That is outrageous, is what that is. They found out in 2010 after a patient who received a negative report had another mammogram 3 months later at another hospital that showed she had breast cancer. So the hospital started to investigate. They determined that the doctor whose name was on the faulty report had not been at the hospital the day the report was filed. And the technologist quickly confessed to her supervisor that she was responsible and was fired from her job about a week later. I think that's not enough jail time that she's doing for that. Oh, the consequences for 10 women. I mean, that conduct is unbelievable. A false negative report, and then all of a sudden moving forward, there's something really, really wrong. In a couple of the cases, they had surgery immediately, and at least they're okay. But, boy, oh, boy. That is awful. She gets behind on her work, so she's just doing whatever to file it away. Phew. It's scary to hear that, to think, where are your tests going when you go somewhere to have your tests done? And who is signing off on them? Clearly that woman has something wrong that she would do that and allow women to think that they were cleared, but it was only because she got behind on her work and she was trying to hurry up and ram it through. I think they need to do much more to her and give her a stiffer sentence than what was mentioned. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.